machines.
This has been Minnesota Mixtape on 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Coming up next, it is the World Cafe from WXPN.
Being afraid is something you might think of as a weakness. You might think of your heart racing, your palm.
Thank you for listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Thank you.
a joyous version of All of Me, Lester Young on tenor sax, Teddy Wilson on piano, Gene Ramey on bass, Joe Jones on the drums, from the album Prez and Teddy, recorded January 13th, 1956. We'll hear one more cut from that session soon. I'm Paul Kivi, and welcome to the Recorded History of Jazz. This is our 43rd show, and it features jazz music from early in 1956, including classics by the Modern Jazz Quartet, and our first listen to the first classic Miles Davis quintet lineup, the one with John Coltrane. The day before the tune we just heard, All of Me, Lester Young et al. Were in the studio and recorded a different entire album's worth of music entitled Jazz Giants 56. Here they were joined by three other musicians as well, and we're going to hear two cuts from that session. Again, Lester Young and pianist Teddy Wilson were the leaders, but now added are Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Vic Dickinson on trombone, and borrowed from the Count Basie Orchestra guitarist Freddie Green. So, it's a septet. And the tune we're going to hear first is called You Can Depend on Me.
Thank you.
That's two from the album Jazz Giants 56, recorded January 12th, 1956. A septet featuring tenor saxophonist Lester Young, pianist Teddy Wilson, Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Gene Ramey on the bass, Joe Jones on drums, with special guest guitarist Freddie Green. We first heard You Can Depend on Me, and then the tune was Guess I'll Have to Change My Underwear. Guess I'll Have to Change My Plan. Yeah, that's it, plan. You are tuned to the recorded history of jazz. In show number 40, we heard a couple cuts from Downbeat's new star of 1955, Hampton Hawes. He's back in the studio on January 25th, 1956, and he avoids the sophomore slump on Lover, Come Back to Me.
You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
Trees, our third and final cut from the excellent Prez and Teddy album, probably the greatest of Lester Young's late works. Pianist Hampton Hawes Trio with Red Mitchell on bass and Chuck Thompson on drums was before that with Lover, Come Back to Me. You have found the home of ancient musical goodness, the recorded history of jazz. The Modern Jazz Quartet formed in 1952, and by the time of these recordings in 1956, its foursome was set. John Lewis, musical director, was on piano. Milt Jackson was on the vibes. Percy Heath on the bass, and Connie Kaye on drums, replacing the recently departed Kenny Clarke. This lineup would record MJQ's first album for Atlantic Records on January 22, 1956, and many albums afterwards. Here are two standout tracks from that album, Angel Eyes and the title cut, Fontessa. Thank you.
Thank you.
two lovely cuts from the Modern Jazz Quartet's Fontessa album, both recorded January 22, 1956. First was Angel Eyes, then Fontessa, the latter a John Lewis composition. I'm Paul Kivi. This is The Recorded History of Jazz, and we've got time for one more song today. The inspiration for Kenny Burrell of Detroit to play guitar and find his own individual path was from Romani guitarist Django Reinhardt. But he chose jazz guitar specifically by listening to Oscar Moore of the Nat King Cole Trio. He is professor emerita at UCLA and recorded as recently as 2016. Kenny Burrell made his debut as leader in 1956, and from May 29th of that year, here's Delilah. Thank you.